Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Motten. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Phoebus covering, for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus bunts towards first. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with McAuliffe covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 1 in the game. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the mound. Wilson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fiore moves to third. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Fiore scores. Hendricks moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 0 for 1 in the game. Motten hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Motten reaches second base with a double. Hendricks scores. Rettenmund moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May is walked intentionally. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. K-Line scores. Brown moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0-for-1 in the game. Phoebus hits a fly ball into right field. K-Line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fiore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Motton. Northrup reaches second base with a double. There goes Stanley trying to get to home. Motton throws the ball in to Floyd, who relays the ball to Hendricks, who tags Stanley, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendricks strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Motton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phoebus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Northrup. May reaches second base with a double. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Floyd hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0-for-2 in the game. Phoebus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fiore hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rettenmund. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Northrup moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Eddie Watt now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to second. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Cummer now playing left field. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Motten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. May hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell pinch hits for Bobby Floyd. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.